This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this wonderful Sunday evening, wherever you are, or whatever day of the week that you have decided to tune in to Safe Haven Podcast. We are not selfish. This podcast is out here 7 days a week, but we always debut on a Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time. We're just grateful for God for everyone that tunes in. We want to officially welcome we're on iHeartRadio. We want to welcome officially the iHeart audience. Grateful to be a part of this particular app. Prayerful that you all are doing well, and I hope that whatever messages that you will hear from this point on or from previous messages will be well received in your heart and in your homes. Want to give a great shout out to anybody who's listened this past Wednesday and this past Sunday. That's right. Safe Haven Podcast now has two podcasts that come out on Sunday evenings and Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time. I'm grateful for those who tune in when it drops or throughout the week. Whenever you tune in, we're just grateful to have you take some time out of your busy schedule to worship and fellowship with Safe Haven. For those who want to donate, who feel in their heart to donate something, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, you can donate to my Cash App at $BrianPusey. That's $BrianPusey. One word. Just want to just say thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you. Thank you. And I realize, and I didn't mention this on Wednesday. Wednesday was actually the third year anniversary, even though I've been doing Safe Haven Podcast for 5 years total. On Wednesday, it was the 3-year anniversary of the first time I've decided to make Safe Haven Podcast when it got rebranded into a ministry, into a church ministry on podcast. That was beautiful. That was amazing. I didn't even realize it until after I recorded it. A few days later, I said, wait a minute. That was the anniversary. But you know what? For those who tuned in for that, I'm grateful for you. If you haven't heard that message, please go back and listen to it once that you've gotten through. Listen to this message, of course. So without further ado, guys, want to keep everyone lifted up in prayer. If you're going through a financial struggle, if you're going through an emotional struggle, if you're going through a mental health struggle, or if you're just going through a struggle in general of any kind, please don't forget to put it up in prayer. Because guess what? When the prayers go up, the blessings come flowing down. Amen? Amen. So, without further ado, we're going to get into the Word. The message is going to be coming from Psalm 61. That's right, we're going into the Old Testament today. The message is going to be coming from Psalm 61, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. Once again, it's Psalm chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. And it reads as, I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version once again. It reads as follows. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. for the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, looking for safety. Looking for safety. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message and the messenger. Please use me right now, Heavenly Father, like you use all the others on this wonderful day, oh Heavenly Father. Please just empty out the spirit that's in me, the negative spirit, the negativity, oh Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. Pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. When we start off today in this text, matter of fact, ask that you read all of Psalm 61 because, quite frankly, all of Psalm 61 is one heck of a prayer, you know, from David. Because, quite frankly, this is the subtitle of the text as I was reading in my Bible. It said, Assurance of God's Protection. Think about that. Assurance of God's Protection. And we only get a glimpse of this prayer. I mean, just a glimpse. If you go on and read more, you might hear some lamenting. And when you lament, that means you're pouring out your heart, but you're also understanding that, you know, some of this is on you and some of this is because of you. But when you get turned back the clock and we go all the way back up to the beginning, this is just a cry, a real true cry. I don't know about you, but when I'm praying, I'm crying. I may not be crying in tears, but I'm crying in the sound of my voice if I'm praying out loud. Or sometimes I'm prostrated in a way to let the Lord know that this is a prayer that needs to be considered right now, right then. I don't know about you, because you may not be going through what I'm going through. You may not be going through financial struggles almost on the daily. When you get a paycheck, you get paid on Friday, and then you're going to be broke on Saturday. Or broke on Friday, for that matter, depending on how many bills that you have to get paid. You may not be going through an emotional struggle where you're not sure if you're going to go this way or you're going to go that way. And if you go that way, you're not even sure if this way was the right way and that way was the wrong way. You don't even know if you're going through some kind of struggle. You want the Lord to know that hear my cry and listen to my prayer. Because quite frankly, I've been going through some things. I've been calling you. All I'm getting is voicemail. I send you a text message that still says delivered, hasn't said read yet. You know, you're doing all the things. You send an email and it's all of a sudden you get a return to sender. And the same thing if you send that actual mail into the post office. They might say in the mail, the letter never got to the addressee. Or it comes back saying addressee unknown. You don't know what's going on because you're praying hard. You keep calling out the Lord and you're saying, please. This is what David is saying right now. Hear me, O Lord. Listen to my prayer. That's verse 1. And verse 1 just says it all. I could drop the mic and say goodnight, but I can't because the Lord wants me to say more. Because when you think about it, that's it. You just want the Lord to hear my prayer. Or hear your prayer. Because quite frankly, we're going through some things right now. There's too many people resorting to the gun and not resorting to the heart of the matter. They don't want to get to the heart of the matter. They want to destroy the heart. They want to destroy your heart. They want to make sure your heart stops pumping. And they don't even know why. Because they don't even know that they have the negative spirit inside of their heart, inside of their soul, corrupting them to the point where they just throw their lives away and they take another life away. Amen? I recall just last night, you know, Saturday, one of the rare days I get to just chill and think and chill and meditate and pray and be able to construct these sermons so I can get them out to you. And, you know, it was one of those days where I had a lot on my plate. I had an appointment in the morning and then I had another appointment in the afternoon and then did a little errands outside. And so I come home and I say, okay, I'm home. That's it. I'm done. I had fun out there. I see the sun getting ready to set. I'm done. I'm ready to just sit back, maybe watch a little TV, maybe pray and meditate some more so I can focus on what the Lord wants me to say, what he wants me to deliver, what scripture he wants me to touch on, even more so than ever. And then I get calls. I'm saying, get a call saying, come on out, Brian. Come on out and play. come on out and take me somewhere. Or another one saying, come on out, let's go out and eat. And knowing that it's super late, and I don't want to be out super late. Amen. I didn't get to the age that I'm at right now by doing those things, because I might not have made it to this age if I continued to do those things. A, I'm a homebody. B, I like being at home. Sometimes being at home is the most peaceful thing in the world for me. And sometimes that's what I'm looking for. But I'm touching on this topic for Wednesday. Right now, I want to talk about today. So here I am in my zone. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to get right with the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's my goal, to get right with the Lord. So before I go even further, I'm going to introduce the first of 3 points today. The first point is the prayer serious enough? I'm going to make it a little bit more personal as I repeat it for your note taking. Is your prayer serious enough? Because think about it. Think about it. Like it says, verse 1, I've already said it. I've said it a few times. I've even put some emphasis on it. I put some emotional on it. I put some theatrics on it. I said, hear my cry, oh God. Listen to my prayer. If you think that David just said it like this, hear my cry, oh God. Listen to my prayer. First off, you would be way off, because quite frankly, that is not how this works. If you read most of these scriptures in their voice, and you read it with the emotion that they may have been feeling, you would understand that these are more than just mere words printed on a page. Amen. When you bring that page to life, you realize it is deep, because in verse 2, which is what we're going to focus on right now, it's like this: from the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Think about that. You felt it. You felt it when you heard me say it. You felt it, because right then and there you said, I feel what you're feeling in your heart. Your heart is faint because you are at the last step of the last step. You don't even know where to go next, because everything has pushed you into a corner. I looked at my life in the past 3 years. I went from one place that was had great pay and great benefits and all that, to a job where I'm not even sure if I'm getting paid correctly. Amen. I was sitting there at an appointment. We were crunching numbers, and then I realized something. I'm not making a lot of money. I'm not doing anything. What am I? I'm working less than minimum wage, even though I'm getting paid more than minimum wage. What's going on here? My living wage ain't working. Amen. And it made me realize something, that, Lord, you need to hear my prayer. And you know what? The Lord made sure he was silent. Because there's a song out there, and you need to listen to, by Kirk Franklin, called All Things. And one of the parts of the song is, when you think God is silent, he's not silent. I may be paraphrasing it a little bit, but that's one of the things I want to just point out. God isn't silent. He is listening to your prayer. He is stroking his chin. He is saying, what can I do to bless my brother? Bless my son. Bless my daughter. What can I do? Yeah, while he's doing that, we are crying because we're thinking he's not listening. You know, up until yesterday, last night, I wasn't at peace. Matter of fact, it's been a couple weeks I had been completely at peace. But the only peace I had was I was in conversation with a close person who kept me grounded. Amen. And in return, they were telling me that I was helping keeping them grounded. So you know what? I love that, because that's the kind of community, the fellowship that the Lord wants us to have with our brothers and sisters. He don't want us to go out there being mad and jealous and spiteful and using others and being leeches off of another, because quite frankly, you thinking that somebody doesn't like you because you're doing one thing, even though that one thing you're doing may get you to someplace even greater than you were. But you got to understand one thing, and this is the one thing, if you don't understand anything else, if you're trying to seek something greater, you got to understand how to operate in the lesser. Amen. You have to understand how to operate. God is not going to bless you with the greater until he understands what you're doing in the gooder. Amen. I know that's not proper English, but when you think about it, when you're in the gooder, quote unquote, it's like this. You're going through a struggle. But how are you operating within that struggle? Are you committing yourself to calling out the Lord, like David said in verse 1, hear my cry? Or are you just settling in by taking in all the vices that are presented before you. Anything, mind-numbing devices or whatever. You call it what you like. Call it drugs, call it marijuana, call it alcohol, call it whatever you want. Is that what your focus is on? Because if that's what your focus is on, then you've already lost. That's why you're not being blessed with the greater, amen? Because you may be using somebody. You might be saying, I need money. I need a ride. I need this. I need that. I need this. I woo, woo, woo. You know what? Instead of turning up to the Lord and saying, I need you. Because guess what? Once you turn to the Lord is going to give you the blessing that you've always desired. Amen. Sometimes man is going to disappoint you. I know it from experience because sometimes I've been the one that disappointed somebody else. And sometimes some other people disappointed me. Amen. I'm not innocent of all the charges, Your Honor. But you know what? I'm not as guilty as they think I am. Amen. If you were thinking that this guy, Reverend Brian Pusey, was going to come on here and say that, oh, I've never done that to anybody. I've never done anybody wrong. I've never tried to help somebody and then I walk away. If you think that I was going to say that, the devil is a liar. Because quite frankly, the truth is, I'm not perfect. Amen. I never claim to be perfect. A lot of people think I'm perfect. I remember hearing some people on a job thinking I was crazy. I've heard some people on another job thinking I was weird. I've heard people at school thinking I was some kind of a geek. Well, you know what? If I continue to listen to them all the time, I probably would be a geek, dork, a crazy guy sitting in jail doing some time for some stuff that I should have never even thought of because I've listened to them, amen? But I listen to my heart. I listen to what the Lord has told me to do. Sometimes the Lord says, bless that person, Brian, because that person needs a blessing right now. Now, if they continue to take advantage of you, you got to be wiser. You got to be more discerning. We've talked about discernment and renewing our discernment, and that's something I've been doing lately, is renewing my discernment. In other words, I'm not going to be always going to be readily available for somebody, but also I'm not going to be readily at their will. I'm not going to be wrapped around their finger. If anybody's finger I'm going to be wrapped around, I'm going to be wrapped around the Lord, because you know what? The Lord is the reason why I am here. The Lord is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, and the Lord is the reason why I'm continuing to bless others. Amen? After you ask yourself, is your prayer serious enough? You got to ask this. This is the second point. Are you looking for a safe space? I'll say it again for the note takers. Are you looking for a safe space? In verse 2b, David says it best. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That means right then and there, he's looking for something. He is looking for a spot to be safe in. What about you? What are you looking for? Are you looking for a safe space? I pray that you are looking for a safe space. Now, if you say leaning on me is a safe space, well, that's fine for a temporary situation, but when it gets a little bit too much for me, I may not be the person that you want to be leaning on too much, because I'm only supposed to be here to get you to the next step. I'm not here to be there with you the entire way. For some of you, not all of you. But you know what? Maybe I'm only here to get you, to guide you to the next step. Say, here's the step. Take it. Come on. You can do it. You know, instead of just saying, here, I want to help you skip 5 steps. And I'm not going to tell you what the other 4 steps are about. Amen. No, my goal is to help you. But am I that safe space? I'm only temporary. I'm only sent by God to help you in that particular time. I'll say that again. I'm only here to get sent by God to get you to the next step at that point in time. At that point in time, amen. You know, a lot of us believers, non-believers, wannabe believers, don't even know they are believing, but they are believers. Don't miss that step every time. They miss that part. When they're looking for a safe space, when they see somebody helping them out, they got their hand out and they say, oh man, he's being a philanthropist right now. I got my hand out. I want some money too. Hello. No, it's a little bit more than that. I was sent to do a deed at that time. Now, I'm probably one of those people that's supposed to be in your life for that moment. That doesn't mean that I'm going to be there all the time. I'm either a blessing or a lesson. And guess what? I've got a few blessings, and I've gotten a lot of lessons. Amen. One of the lessons I've learned over the years is stop giving all that I have, even if I don't have anything. Amen. I'm guilty of that. I've been doing it for 5 years, and I realized one thing. I can't do it anymore because I'm not in a position. I'm not in the place where I can do that anymore. I have to scale back. I have to turn around. I know there's many people right now listening to this message saying, I don't know you very well, so hearing you say this is very interesting. You mean to tell me I could have come to you in the time of need? It's like this. I have a big heart, amen? And there's nothing wrong with having a big heart. There's nothing wrong with being compassionate towards your fellow brother or sister. And if I'm able, I will. But here's the thing. When I'm not able, don't come to me. Amen. If I say I'm in a bind, that doesn't mean that you can come in the door and grease the wheel thinking that you're going to get what's left of me. Amen. Because if you give what's left of me and I become you, you do not want to know me. Amen. Yes, I'm a man of God, but that also remember the first part. I'm a man. Amen. I'm a godly man, but I'm also man. Amen. I have the same capabilities to go the wrong direction just like you. But you know what? I'm praying. I'm praying like David is right here. Hear my cry, oh God. Listen to my prayer. Not hear my prayer. Listen. Big difference. After you ask yourself, is your prayer serious enough? And after you ask yourself, are you looking for a safe space? This is the third point and final point of the day. And this is the best point that the Lord could ever give me to give to others. Remove your stressors from your life. I'll say it again for my note takers. Remove your stressors from your life. When you remove your stressors from your life, you're gonna understand this third verse where it says, for you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. For you are God, you're my refuge. You're the strong tower against the enemy. When you let it go and let God, it's amazing. When you let go and let God, it's beautiful. When you let go and let God, it's just the best thing in the world. Amen. Because I've had some stresses this past year. I'm not going to name the stresses because maybe the stresses are listening. And, you know, and I'm going to let the stresses know right now, just because you've been stressing me doesn't mean that the Lord ain't still blessing me. Amen. I'm not just sitting here. I'm sitting here broken some days. Sometimes I am broken. And sometimes I'm even more outspoken than I'm broken. Amen. But you know what? The Lord has continued to bless me. And I'm so grateful to God that he continues to bless me every day, even when I've done wrong, even when I said wrong, even when I thought wrong. Amen. Because a lot of us don't know when that day is going to come. And I pray to God that he just continues to bless me and keep me even when I'm wrong. Amen. I wish some people would pay me back, be it money or time. Or I wish some people would spend more time with me, call me up and say, I want to hang out with you. But you know what? I can't worry about that. I can't worry about it. If you're not a blessing in my life, you must have been a stressing in my life. And I'm so grateful to God that he removed you from my life. Amen. And even if I don't deal with you all the time, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't care about you. It just means that the Lord is moving me into a different direction. He's moving me into a different light. Amen. I would love to bring you with me, but you got to remove your stressors. Amen. You got to remove depression. You got to remove anxiety. You got to remove some of the things that make you who you are. You got to remove the leeching spirit. You got to remove the negative spirit. You got to remove the anger. You got to remove everything. You got to remove the jealousy. You got to remove it all. Once you remove all that, then you can put on the armor of God. Amen. Until then, you're going to always have the issues. You're going to always have financial problems. You're going to always have relationship struggles. You're going to always have a problem finding a job. You're going to always have a problem keeping a job. Amen. Past few years, had a problem keeping a job. I was sitting in this appointment the other day, and I was talking about all the jobs I've had in the past few years, and made me realize that, man, you have some issues with these jobs. It's not uncommon for me, because before I had this main job for many years at the airport, I was pretty much bouncing from back to forth. If I didn't like the job, I quit. If I didn't like that job, I said goodbye. If the manager looked at me funny, I'd say, see you. Or in some cases, I walked off a job and they never even knew I walked off a job. Amen. Still have a paycheck that ain't got paid for a couple jobs because of that. But that's my fault. Amen. But look at your story. And a couple relationships. A couple relationships I've had. Some of the best. Some of them gone, came back. Gone and came back. And some of them are gone and stayed gone. The ones that stayed gone, I'm upset that I did it, but I pray that they're happy. I'm praying that they're doing well. I'm not upset that I walked away. I just didn't like the fact that I went away. Amen. And I didn't like the fact that some of them walked away on me. Amen. There are some people out there that I was ready to pour my heart out to, and I was giving my heart to, sharing space with, even sacred space, mind you, even the safe haven space. And the next thing I know, they pushed me to the curb and I didn't even know it. They blocked my number. They blocked me on social medias and all that stuff. And you know what? But here I am. I still forgive them wherever they are. I pray they're doing well. But I was upset because they walked away, never told me why they walked away, and left me wondering with a question mark on my heart and in my soul about, is something wrong with me? Amen. And you know what? That's why I come, and it's why it circles back to this text today. Because I am saying verse 1 almost every day, even when I'm at the lowest of my lows, and even if I'm at the highest of my highs, I say this. And this is a suggestion for you when you're going through what you're going through. You just repeat Psalm 61:1. Whatever translation that is best for you, but this is the translation I read that resonated with me. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. You say it often. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. Hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my prayer. That's all you have to do. You continue to do that, the Lord is going to completely listen, and he's going to give you his fullest attention. Just be ready for that. Because quite frankly, when he gives you his full attention, that means he is listening. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the message. Continue to use me, O Heavenly Father. Continue to use us, O Heavenly Father, in the way that you see fit. Continue to show us our purpose, show us our way, as we continue to look for safety from all the things that are against you right now out here in this world, from the politics to the streets, O Heavenly Father, from the White House all the way down. It doesn't matter what side of the political fence you're on, O Heavenly Father, we're on, O Heavenly Father. We still need you right now, Heavenly Father. We need to do the right thing, O Heavenly Father. We don't want to continue to do the thing, O Heavenly Father, that from the people who think they're doing the right thing. We want to continue to do your thing, O Heavenly Father, the thing that you have set us on this world to do, O Heavenly Father, because this moment in time, we are here for a reason, O Heavenly Father, in times such as these, O Heavenly Father, we just grateful right now. Continue to use Safe Haven as a safe place, O Heavenly Father, a safe space, O Heavenly Father, so we can come together and fellowship in our own way, whether we are sitting in our lunchroom, sitting in our bedroom, sitting in our TV, watching on television, O Heavenly Father, or sitting in our cars right now, Heavenly Father. We just need you right now to continue to be with us, because we need you more than ever. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today, this evening, today, whichever time of the day you have decided to listen to Safe Haven. We are so grateful for you. Once again, guys, you can donate whatever you feel on your heart, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart to donate. The money will not go unnoticed. The money is kingdom money, and we are here. It will help us continue to build Safe Haven into a completely safe space. Maybe even prayerfully one day be in a actual building space. But in the meantime, I'm not asking for that kind of a donation unless the Lord has placed that on your heart. I would definitely take it, the donations of my Cash App at $BrianPewsley. Most definitely will be grateful for whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. For those who are interested in having me bless you in your ministries in person or on a podcast, You can always reach out at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section and fill out the information there. I will definitely get back to you ASAP. You can also, and for those who are seeking prayer, that same section, it's also both. You can go there to that section and leave a prayer. If you wanted to be a public prayer where we all come together as a community to pray, definitely do so. If you prefer it to stay private, I will just pray for you in private. And don't worry, I will pray for you most definitely. For those who want to register as a guest, and if I've never heard you before, please register as a guest also at www.safehavenpodcast.org and leave a quick bio of yourself and maybe even leave a sound clip if I've never heard of you. And you know what? I would definitely, if it's beautiful and it's wonderful, it's the best that you could give at that time, I would definitely give you time on the calendar. I will put you on the calendar almost immediately. Amen. But for those right now, I also want to advertise Midweek Manna this week. We're going to be coming from Hebrews chapter 12. The title of that particular sermon for Wednesday morning is Pursuing Peace. Don't forget, Midweek Manna is at 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, we come with another message to help get you through the rest of the week. We know that Sundays will get you halfway through, and so therefore I'm going to have another message to get you the rest of the way through. Amen. So continue to lift me up in prayer on that message. In the meantime, guys, I want to thank you for listening, and we're going to pray out, and until the next time. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now. Dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence, Heavenly Father. Continue to use us in the way you see fit. Continue to bless Safe Haven Podcast to be a blessing to many, oh Heavenly Father. So we just give you nothing but the glory, honor, and praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. And I'll see you next time.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.